This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbadians being warned of hotter days ahead, the entertainment sector hoping to benefit from the influx of visitors for Cricket World Cup, the continued increase in road traffic accidents costing the insurance industry millions of dollars, thousands flee Haiti's capital after a surge in violence, and pressure mounting on Israel after seven people working for a food aid charity were killed in an Israeli strike. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Hotter days are being predicted for Barbados, particularly during the summer month. The Barbados Meteorological Services says while the country experienced record-breaking temperatures last year, 2024 is expected to surpass those levels. Senior meteorologist at the Barbados Met Office, Malka Jackman, tells Starcom Network News this month is expected to be very hot.
So the remainder of the month was relatively dry, and that is something that we are expecting to continue into April, but then conditions are expected to be drier. Forecast is forecasting no significant rainfall within the next week. The other thing that's a lot of concern for Barbadians is the heat. We know last year we had record-breaking temperatures, and this year the Northern Atlantic, where we are in the Caribbean in Barbados, the temperatures are already above what is normally expected. So if things continue to trend the way that they are, we are forecasting that this year, again, we'll get those record-breaking temperatures. So it is going to be pretty hot. And that is what we are expecting here in Barbados, those hot days. Now is still the beginning of the year, but then, of course, going into the summer.
She's urging Barbadians to be prepared for the extremely hot days ahead.
The best thing about being able to deal with impacts is being prepared. So we are putting out the forecast, and I'm telling you about what to expect with the rainfall and what to expect with the temperatures. So then you can start planning ahead. Do I have the adequate amount of fans and that kind of stuff? So that going into those months, you are prepared and you're not rushing at the end. Similarly with the rainfall, don't have to wait until there's something nationally said. You can start thinking about, okay, we can have those spikes, those rain days. How am I going to collect water on those rain days so that then when it's drier, then I can use that water to water my plants around the home or do other things. Take the time now to think about what you would need going forward with the possibility of drought as well as the possibility of the hotter days.
Senior meteorologist at the Barbados Met Office, Samalka Jackman. With thousands of visitors expected on island for the men's T20 Cricket World Cup, the entertainment sector is hoping to benefit from the influx of people. President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney, says there will be numerous events taking place in June as part of the lead-up to Crop Over.
The private event producers will be doing their own thing around June, as it normally happens, because around June is leading up to Crop Over, and there are a number of events that happen in June. So I think that will remain as norm. There should be a lot of economic activity surrounding the World Cup. So if you can draw from that, hopefully there'll be a lot of visitors from a number of different places. So when you have persons coming out to England, et cetera, that's a good thing to happen. So you can actually get some more numbers once you have the events that would attract them. Barbados will be active from now till December when it comes to entertainment.
President of the Entertainment Association of Barbados, Rudy Maloney. The continuing increase in road traffic accidents is costing the insurance industry millions of dollars due to repairs and injury claims. President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham, says that he's also seeing a trend of injured parties suing for compensation.
We are seeing an increase in costs. It's really being driven by the repairs, the cost of parts at the garages and the cost of repairs with inflation are all going up like everything else. So we are seeing an increase in those costs. And we are also seeing an increase in litigation. A lot of the accidents are now coming with injury. Folks are going, you know, to litigation because of the injury. So we are seeing an increase in the legal costs as well as increase in the bodywork and body repair parts from the car park companies.
President of the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Randy Graham. The Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations, C2SAB, wants government to consider their proposal to provide a percentage towards insurance premiums for members of the protective services and other frontline workers. While General Secretary Dennis DePisa was pleased about the announced plan during this year's budget to provide allowances for the police, he was hopeful that government would have gone a step further and make contributions to the group plans of frontline workers.
Whereas the state recognizes the importance of the roles played by the police, prison, fire officers, nurses and other employees in the public health care sector, there was a hope that the government would have included in its budgetary proposals its intention to address the Congress's proposal, which was submitted in the Public Sector Wage and Salary Negotiations 2022-25, for a contribution to insurance premiums as part of your group coverage plan for the special group of frontline public officers.
He highlighted the scope of the proposals for public officers he wants government to agree to.
The proposal, which has been subsequently revised, now calls for a personal accident insurance plan for members of the protective services, police, fire and prison officers, nurses and members of the public health care service, and a home and motor insurance plan for public officers who fall within the Z scale in the first instance. CTUSAB remains steadfast in its advocacy that the police, fire and prison officers, nurses and teachers should all be accorded similar benefits.
General Secretary of CTUSAB, Dennis DePisa. Queen's College emerged victorious in the Ministry of Education's Future Forward Schools Innovation Challenge. The competition, which began last October, got students to develop solutions to real-world problems within Barbados across varying sectors. Harrison College took second place, while the Barbados Seventh-day Adventist School came third. They were tasked with designing a prototype and pitched the design in front of a panel of judges. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw explained that students were able to gain key skills which will help them in the future.
Projects of this nature, while not entirely new, provide our students with the opportunity to develop and hone critical 21st century skills and competencies which are needed to navigate life today. And we speak about competencies such as critical thinking, collaboration, communication, collectively problem solving, and creativity.
That's Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. And the United Nations says between March 8th and 27th, more than 53,000 people fled the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, to escape a surge in gang violence. The UN is warning that the rural regions to which many have fled are not equipped to deal with such a large influx of displaced people. Meanwhile, gangs are attacking businesses in the capital, torching pharmacies, and vandalizing schools. Haiti's national police succeeded in repelling an attack on the presidential palace on Monday, but armed men stormed the nearby State University of Haiti hospital to use it as their command center. The hospital closed last month due to the violence and should have reopened on Monday. And finally, pressure is mounting on Israel after seven people working for food aid charity World Central Kitchen were killed in an Israeli strike in Gaza. The charity's founder, Jose Andres, accuses Israeli forces in Gaza of targeting the workers systematically, car by car. Israel's prime minister said, quote, "This happens in war," end quote, and that a thorough inquiry was being conducted to prevent a recurrence. The head of the Israeli military says the strike was a grave mistake that occurred due to misidentification in a very complex circumstance. There are concerns about aid supplies in Gaza as some charities pause their operations while they reassess the security situation. Recapping the headlines. Barbadians being warned of hotter days ahead, the entertainment sector hoping to benefit from the influx of visitors for Cricket World Cup, a continuing increase in road traffic accidents costing the insurance industry millions of dollars, thousands flee Haiti's capital after a surge in violence, and pressure mounting on Israel after seven people working for a food aid charity were killed in an Israeli strike. And that was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.